The units were built in the 1960s. They will now be used to meet high electricity demand periods through the end of next year. They had been set to retire this year. Two other aging units came offline last year. Brendan Conway is a spokesperson for the utility. He says the decision is meant to boost reliability as more renewable energy and natural gas comes online.
It's making sure that we can keep the lights on, whether it's 10 degrees outside or, as we saw earlier this week, you know, 95, 100 degrees outside. Those are the critical peak days that we're going to need to keep these plants available for.
But environmental groups argue the decision undermines efforts to address climate change. Clean Wisconsin called the move short-sighted. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.